We good, baby.
And just to be clear, I know people might be thinking, oh shit, why don't Rema have any Afrobeat artists on his album? I would say no feature on my album was based off hey label, I need an artist, or I need an international collab. No, nothing was like that. Everything was organic. Every artist in my album is my friend. You know, I don't really like to make music with you if we're not actually cool. I will not make music just to seem like, oh shit, just to appease the fans so that it will look like we're not fighting. Nah, bro, it has to be organic. Like, no feature on my album was forced or me trying to look international or seem, oh shit, I want to cross boundary. Nah, I already crossed that 2019. You feel me? I already crossed boundary long time. So it's not me trying to be like, oh shit, you know, I need this feature to be... Nah, bro, that's disgusting. Like, every feature on my album right now is based on mutual respect, mutual friendship.
Bro!
yo, I'm sorry, bro. What the fuck?
Bro, Rema is the hardest out. What the hell is this rant?
He said, nah, that's disgusting.
Nigga said, that's disgusting. I'm running that back.
Nah, bro, that's disgusting. Like, nah, bro. That's disgusting. Like, every feature on my album right now is based up mutual respect, mutual friendship, close relationship. Like, me and Chris Breezy, we were at the house playing video games and basketball and whatever, and then we hopped in the studio. We are cool, like.
Bro, Rema said me and Chris Breezy are fucking cool. Don't ever think you're about to get to my album if you're not cool. Like, what?
Don't compare me to none of these what? Nasty ass.
I think I said we're playing video games, playing basketball, and then we decided to hop feature, in the studio. As in this, the feature was an afterthought.
Feature for friendship, feature for famzine ass niggas. I don't play that shit. Listen. Look at me. That is disgusting.
Mate.
Is that how he said it?
Nah, bruh. That's disgusting. Like,
he was genuinely disgusted by it. Did you see his face?
Bro. Yeah, Rema is the hardest though. Bro. That nigga said his Chris Brown feature was an afterthought. That they first played video games. Then they played basketball.
Chris Brown came to his house to play Elden Ring with him. And that was the focus for the night. And like, they were just like, yo, by the way, guy, you make music.
Oh, you make music
like,
too.
Yeah, let's give them something. You know, I have a set. Do you like Logic? Who produced the song?
I have no idea. I can't. It's called Love and Affection. It was one of my favorite songs.
They probably made the beat from like the bouncing of the basketball.
it was just organic. Like, they didn't even think about it. Like, somebody mistakenly left their like iPhone voice memo app on, and then the ball was bouncing, and like Breezy freestyled, and Rema was like, "Damn!"
It was like get your head in the game. Gotta get your head in the game. That's what they were giving them. It's like Chris Breezy, you like this?
Bro, and Rema just realized that, yo, like Chris Brown, you like High School Musical, I like High School Musical too. Like, we both make music. Let's make some fucking...
That's beautiful. Also, I think about... Do you ever, like, think about, like, when Rema, like, just, like... I guess I've heard the Ladipo track. I've heard the song with AJ Tracy.
Yeah.
And, like, when he just, like, yans, I'm just like, hey, yo, it's your boy, Rema. I'm about to do this thing for my niggas down in the city. Guy, that shit is crazy.
Bro. But, like, if you're familiar with those Rema freestyles, like, this is not shocking to you. But, yeah, do you know the funniest thing that has busted my head right now?
Talk to me.
Guy, I told somebody... Somebody was just like trying to exactly what you just did, like mimicking that intro. And I was like, oh, you know Rema, by the way, Rema said Benin City, like as in I'm Remy Boy, something straight from BC, and he was referring to Benin City. And this person fucking could not believe it. They lost their fucking minds about like, what do you mean like Rema is calling Benin City BC? Like, yo, Rema is who does fuck, BC. Man. He reps his set. He rolls with Chris Brown. Are you guys insane right now?
Yeah, come on now. You just call DC now. What does DC stand for? Like District of
Columbia. Bro, I don't know, man.
What are we talking about? Benin City. BC as a concept makes more sense than DC as a concept. I'm
100%
sorry.
100% Benicity. Yeah.
Because DC like, should be DOC.
It should be DO fucking C, man. It should be.
Yeah.
What's that babe's name? Is it DOC? Yeah, the babe. Something Cortez.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
See, if I read books and I have my references.
AOC.
Oh, it's AOC. See, exactly. But yeah, still, it stands. If I read books and I knew my references, I want to fuck that up right now, man. I started watching CNN. CNN. I know what CNN is. cable news network.
Yeah, what kind of deep research do you have to do together?
A lot. It cost me a lot.
Yo, quick one. Just moving forward from this. Like,
no, that Rema video is not done. Let's finish that Rema video. But what do you want to talk about after this? There's more. Of course, there's more.
Oh no, let's go, baby.
Me and Lil Nas, we close. Like, me and everybody, we close. I create music with people I rock with, people I chill with. You know?
This nigga said he makes music with people I chill with.
Also, guy, I hear that fucking tiny ass TV just hanging on the wall behind me.
Yeah, I wonder where Rema is at right now. Honestly, like, is this maybe
he's
HQ?
He's in BC.
Yeah, it has to be BC. He's in some random hotel in BC. One of those hotels that, like, speed dialing thing with frequency.
The BC Marriott.
I'm crying. Not the BC Marriott. Shout out to Remy Boy, man. Wearing the Stussy big oversized hoodie with the two chains. With the grills.
Remy's
actually so out of here.
He looks like an African uncle in London. Man.
But, like, in a cool way, like, as Remy Boy, like, he looks like he's from BC. Like, do you get? Like, he legitimately looks like from, like, Remy. Nobody's doubting you're from BC. You're Remy Boy from BC, man. Like,
yeah, I'm a BC nigga. That's my remember.
But I will not force an Afrobeat feature if we're not cool. Like, we got to hang, we got to chill, you know, to create them bangers. Like, it's not forced. I will not.
Rema said, do you know what it costs to make another banger? Friendship.
Yeah. imagine if you're just the Rema's friend, but you work at like fucking Access Bank and you're just trying to do your job because you really enjoy banking. I remember just walks in one day in the middle of your job, like, guy, what are you doing? We have to record a banger. You're like,
yeah, we have to record a banger, man.
Your boss walks up and is like, where is Rema here? Rema just slaps him, like, guy, get the fuck out of here. I just see friends are talking right now. What the fuck are you doing? It's BC niggas only.
It's
BC niggas only.
Don't fucking kill me, dog.
Go in the studio to appease the fan base that, we are cool. That's why we created music. I'll create music because I fuck with you and you fuck with me, you know?
Yo. I mean, no Kizzy though. No fucking Kizzy. Since we're on the Gen Z rant right now, I'm going to give them no Kizzy right here, man. On podcast, around the road. Coach is hip as fuck saying no Kizzy. But I fuck with Remy Boy talking about, like, I ain't about to make music with niggas I don't play fucking PlayStation and basketball with. Who the fuck are you?
Who are you?
Who are you,
man?
First of all, you're not BC and your name is not CB.
And you don't work in... And you don't work in Access Bank. It's like, crying. What are you doing here, fam? Why did I rope Access Bank into this? I don't know, man. I'm just a BC boy. And that's just how I do. Okay?
Bruh.
That's just what I am.
A BC nigga.
Fucking. Is there more to the video?
No,
that's it.
But yo.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, I love that video. I mean, I haven't. As soon as I watched it the first time, I had to send it to you. Like, bro, we need to react to this real quick because, like.
No, that's fire, man. I need that. I need more of that.
I haven't even had the chance to, like, deep dive, like, the reactions. Like, you know, Nigerians hate when niggas talk their shit, man. So I can't actually wait to get into that and talk about it real quick, man.
Someone's like, so if you're in Lagos, you can't have a song with Rema. Fuck this guy now. All these guys.
I'm dying. Because Remy Boy be all up in LA, man. He ain't gonna be in LA. So, like, honestly, like. Yo, gatekeep Remy features, man. If you can't afford a private jet to Los Angeles, play basketball, play PlayStation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it. No features.
And the thing is, like, you can't just play basketball or PlayStation. You have to play both. If you don't, then what the fuck are you
exactly.
doing here? Like, it's not organic. Yeah, like, you're not a nigga he fucks with.
Yeah, you have to, like, play PlayStation, play basketball, like High School Musical, and also be an artist. Because, obviously, if you're not an artist, why do you want a Rema feature? What do you think this is, like?
You think it's a fucking joke?
Yeah, you're not fucking.
Think it's a joke?
You're not fucking special or DJ Khaled.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Remember why?
I'm crying. crying. I'm fucking, oh shit, have you heard the way Rema says sauna on that scene? I have to play that song. We have to listen. Have you heard the song though, the Chris Brown and
nope,
Rema song? Oh shit, yeah, it's a great song. I love that song, man. But you have to hear the way Rema pronounce sauna, like Rema, Chris Brown, Time and Affection. Another banger. Rema said friendship. Do you know what it takes to make another banger? Friendship.
Pure friendship.
Bruh. Guy, did you hear that?
Okay, wait, hold on. Can I just say something?
Talk to me.
You know something? I haven't wanted to go to like a nasty ass club where niggas are like wearing fishnet shirts and people are just grinding on each other in a long time. I knew the last time was.
Tell me.
The last time I EP.
Last
time. He just gets that vibe.
When was the last time? Sorry, I missed that. What did you say?
Like the last time you're just at a club, a nasty ass grimy club, like someone's basement. That's the club. The club is someone's basement. Oh, a guy that just
that grimy. Happens a lot out here, man. That's dude. Don't think about it. I don't like Nigeria. There's no basements, man. And if there was a basement, I wouldn't enter. Just like why? Why is there a basement in your fucking Nigeria?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing in London. It's not a thing in Nigeria. It's definitely a thing in Toronto because I think it's just like wherever has that like proper Jamaican influence and everything. So yeah, I think maybe that should become a sort of subculture thing here.
Yeah, man, we just find I know people with basements in Niger. We can make it happen. Just, you know, basement parties.
Oh, okay.
Ceremony Maybe Rose basement next... parties. Yeah. Pull up, man.
I like that.
I like that, actually.
I like that.
Bro, if you have a basement, hit us up in the DMs, man. Yo, #  Ceremony Rose basement party.
I want to know about your basement.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know about your underground.
You know what I'm saying? Abel Kuta.
Your backside.
Yeah, why does Abel Kuta sound like a nasty thing, man? Like,
Abel
Kuta. Mofet DB. Mofet DB.
I don't know. Abel Kuta, Kalakuta.
This nigga rhyming like fresh on podcast right now, man.
Come on.
Yeah, I say, you know, most rappers rhyme words, but fresh on rhyme syllables.
Rhyme syllables. Me and Chris Shit. Breezy.
Me and Chris Breezy. You straight out of BZ. Nah, shout out to Rema for real, man. We were listening to this song. You did hear him say son. I'm gonna run it back though. You didn't hear him say son.
Yeah,
I don't think you heard
it. But like I want people to hear it again. Yo, let's take a little tree. Take you to the island green. Fill up the island breeze. Kissing in the early morning bee. Hot sex got us sweating like we just coming out this wanna be your body for that. Like Remy fucking boy. Wait, hold
he
on.
He said hot sex got us sweating we just came out this wanna. Do you understand who this motherfucker is right now?
Jesus Christ.
He said he was having hot sex, just came out this wanna. Smoking, probably smoking marijuana. Most likely.
That W came out of nowhere, like Leicester in 2017. My God in heaven, what the fuck just happened?
I am crying.
That was crazy.
That nigga says Suwana.
Suwana. That's the only way I'm pronouncing it. I'm sorry. That's the end now.
Like, all of us are from BC right now, man. Straight up, like,
come
Edo
on,
boys.
Don't play with me.
You know what's fucking funny? You know I'm half Edo, by the way.
What?
That's crazy that you don't know that. I don't think anybody on this that listens to this podcast knows that, actually. But
your mom is Edo?
My mom's Edo, yeah. Or at least my mom's father is Edo. I actually do not know how my mom actually identifies, because she doesn't speak a lick of Edo, but she speaks Yoruba. So I actually should ask her. I'll ask her.
Yeah, that's crazy that your mom is Edo, because in fairness, your looks are very Edo.
Don't that even mean, nigga?
Yeah, because, guy, your looks are just... They've never really been very... I see you more as an Edo-looking guy, because Edo guys just look like... You know, like,
that's
niggas
actually
are
so crazy. I've never heard
90s.
That before, especially because, in as much as, I always like to bring up that I'm half Edo, I'm very much identified
as
like fully
bring it
Yoruba.
This is my first time.
Exactly.
This is
I don't,
my first
time
hearing it.
But, I'm sure if you knew my very first Twitter, it had my Edo name in my Twitter. So like maybe just never came up. But yeah, anyways, keep going. So I look Edo, crazy. I never heard that before.
You look Edo, and like the thing is, Edo guys just look like niggas that were popping off in the 90s. Just like that strong black man, big leather jacket.
Nigga talking about like, wow. I look like I was popping, where like, you know, when the cocaine was popping, when niggas was pimping. Guy. Like I'm an Edo, like, just an Edo guy, like just like sending just niggas like, to Italy, making cocaine money.
I'm talking big hoop earring, bald head, big leather jacket. You're wearing a white t-shirt. You're wearing a white t-shirt tucked into some nice baggy blue jeans.
No, but I hear that for more my brother more than I hear for myself though.
I definitely see more in your brother.
My brother looks hip hop without trying. Me, I look hip hop because I have cornrows. You get what I'm saying? My brother just looks straight up like black excellence. I mean, I just look like, okay, like this nigga has a grass to grace black excellence story as opposed to this other nigga that just looks like, you know.
Yeah, I don't fucking mind. I feel like every time you leave the house, like, you're just walking down the street and like the only, everyone around you can just hear, what's that song called?
Omar Coming.
No, so excited.
I'm dead. Don't fucking kill me.
You dancing real I'm close. Dead. Making it hard for me.
This nigga said this nigga 90s as fuck, man. It's an R&B nigga right here.
That's hella 90s. I feel like in the 90s, you would be an R&B nigga and your brother would be a rap nigga. But you guys would like connect on like just like vibes and like.
I hear that. That's funny. Yeah. That. I mean, like, I'm half Edo, but like, it just always comes up in conversation. It's not something that. Except the fact that I'm actually going to get my Edo name tattooed on me.
What's your Edo name?
My Edo name, and I hope I'm pronouncing it properly, but my Edo name is Igbo Voice.
Igbo Voice.
Say that again.
Igbo Voice.
I'm dead. Is that, are you, you're not correct, right? You're just like making an Igbo
joke. I am correct.
No, you're not. You're making an Igbo joke.
No, because my friend's brother is, that's
Igbo Voice.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. I'm not going to take it from anybody, nigga, on God. This nigga just wanted, this nigga just wanted my name to sound like Igbadon. Stop playing, man.
Okay. You are smart because I just made that
of
shit.
Of course you did, nigga. I know you. What the fuck? Anyways, I think it's Agbo Voice there. But it literally means you cannot kill a man with divine, you cannot kill a person with divine destiny. So,
I mean, Jesus would disagree, but like, we don't have to look
at it. No, but the thing about it is like, so I hear you saying that, but then it's like a perspective thing. It's like, Fela's name, and you know, like, I'm a Karakuza coach. So, like, Fela's Anikbolakbo is, I have death in my pouch, means I cannot die. He's dead, however. His name lives on, same as Jesus. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, in as much as, like, so a man with divine destiny ultimately has legacy and ultimately kind of lives forever, if you know what I'm saying.
So, I hear you, because, like, honestly, whenever I see you, I'm just like, look at this guy. He's just like Jesus and fella.
Exactly. So, I can't wait to, like, get in trouble. I can't wait to get in trouble, like, in public. So, I can just say, even Jesus was crucified too, honestly, because, like... Because even that guy, I've been waiting to get that bow off, man. I love when you guys get that bow off.
I feel like you're one of my few guys that will understand this like sentiment. But when you get in trouble, you know I won't stand by you, right?
Oh, 100%. Well, not when I get in trouble, like, by the, because I'm not going to get in trouble. But no.
The specific
trouble that I 100 expect you to be in my corner. I won't even cap. But like, if it's trouble that, like, obviously, like, come on, I'm not. It's trouble that I'll never even get into in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But like, what kind of trouble would you expect me to be in your corner?
Just trouble where like somebody like misinterprets a joke, where it's like you understand the premise and where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah. But 100%. But if I was doing some crazy shit out here, like, nah, come on, man. Like imagine me doing some crazy shit.
I've had a fair amount of trouble recently with people misinterpreting my jokes. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, 100%, I'll be in your corner for that. But if they call you as a scammy nigga, I'm just like, yo, listen, man.
No, but let's get into that, though. So, I've talked about this with my friends before, where we've just, like, done, like, a checklist of things that, like, oh, I would potentially be like, oh, fuck. Somebody said this about this guy. This guy is my guy. This one, 100%, never. It could never be him. Another one, it's like, ah, damn, I know this nigga be like,
this nigga
nasty nigga, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to hear what you have to say about me. Like, if you heard I was scamming niggas, you not, You need to get like...
Honestly, no, because like, you're very... The thing is like, you're very giving, but you're not giving on a gross level. Your giving extends to, you know what, guy, let's give out something to fans. And then you bring out the money. And so it's like, it's never like over $200. It's always like a very decent amount. Enough to attract people, but like not enough to like stress you out.
Yeah.
And also like, I've just seen you like discuss certain concepts and like, this guy, what the fuck? How can you spend this on that?
So yeah. I'm
like, okay, yeah, this guy.
This nigga not yeah, a scammy so nigga.
You basically interact with money like someone that works for their money.
So yeah, always, I hear that.
But like, if I heard, I'm trying to think of a rumor, a bad rumor. If I heard you did this, I'll be like, yeah, he did that. Let me think. If I heard you assaulted, like, if I heard you assaulted a Jehovah's Witness person,
mm.
I'll be like, yeah.
You won't rule it out. I hear that. I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Yeah. I won't say he did it, but I'll be like, yeah. You know,
I'd be like, maybe hey, man.
He had a bad day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. What about me? What would you, if there was a thing you heard I did, what would it be?
It'll be like something that involved like challenging authority. So like a policeman that like, if I heard like, oh, TMT got decked by police or some shit, like, or like TMT got like, I don't know, like a soldier called backup for TMT, or like Loma had to call like four extra trucks for TMT or something. One of them things, like I'll be like, yeah,
that's fucking wild. Also, Loma is trash, so I don't know why.
No, sorry, not Loma. I meant Lasma. This nigga is trash ass Yoruba nigga. That's so funny. He's trash ass Ibadan nigga.
Four trucks.
Not fucking Loma. I meant Lasma. That's so funny, dog.
Jesus. Well, okay, fair enough. How about Maya? What would you hear Maya did that? You'd be like, I can see that happening.
I'll see Maya making an argument that he didn't really believe in, but he just made it for the fun of it and getting in trouble because like he just made an argument.
Does he do that?
No, not particularly, but like I would see him doing that to like a Kanye West like sentiment, like a Kanye West.
I feel like Maya is just very like, he doesn't extend himself more than he has to.
Yeah.
So I feel like if there was an argument for something he didn't believe in, he wouldn't make it.
No, but give me a sec. So I was on Maiwa's like timeline about an hour ago, and one of his last tweets was, "I don't support slapping comedians except Pete Davidson." Exactly. So I see Maiwa standing by that in a party setting. Like I said that fucking shit.
Bro,
I believe
you know
this.
Something.
And that
you know something? I'm in group chats with like a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And it's just like different group chats. And in at least one of them, you know, in all of them, there's at least one person who's like, they always start like this. When Kanye does something wild fucking stupid, like, listen, you guys know he's not perfect now, blah, 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 blah. But then when she calms down, they're always like, oh, yeah, fuck Pete Davidson. I'm just
dead.
Like, guy, he's fucking Kim Kardashian. This has nothing to do with you. How can you possibly internalize this kind of pee? But like, the thing is, honestly, I kind of get celebrity because I guess like I really like Kanye's music, but him as a person, I'm just not too sold on. So I can see how people can get obsessed with him, and it's like what he hates, they hate. But honestly, for me personally, I can't imagine like my favorite celeb hating Pete Davidson, and I'm just like, I hate Pete Davidson. It's weird.
Yeah, let me just like segue very quickly and tell you how crazy toxic my masculinity is.
Talk to me.
But also, I'm not going to give you the context of which like this toxic masculinity brewed. However,
No.
That is not important. But yeah. I once got upset at a person because I asked them, if I go in trouble, what do you think I'll get in trouble for? And they said, I don't see a world where you get in trouble. And I was so upset.
Yo,
I was like, you think I'm pussy? You think I'm fucking pussy right here, right now? Like, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? But no, for real.
I mean, I kind of see that because, like, the thing is, you live in a country where, I mean, aside from like basic like, you know, racial profiling bullshit. I've never seen you as someone who overextends themselves. So like you, I feel like if it's not something you
like, ultimately I'll chill.
Yeah, you're a chill guy, man. You just like to chill. You just like to fucking chill. The only thing you get in trouble for, maybe last, you make fun of a like a fucking authoritarian. Like basically, if Buhari took over Canada and became the prime minister and it was just like on a full on Kim Jong Un, like I could see you talking shit about him and getting into prison. last. Yeah. But like, and like I could see you doing that where everyone else was too scared to do it. I could see you getting into trouble just because you're like, but guys, I'm just a funny guy. You can't be in prison for that.
You can't put fuck me in you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, man.
Oh, God. Yeah. And then you'd be like, TMT, tell them now.
I'm
like,
dead. And you'd be like, oh, I don't know about that.
Unfollowed.
You see, dead. This nigga said unfollowed.
Follow as it come on. That's what you see when you click on my name. You see follow as it come on.
This nigga said unfollowed. I'm screaming. Crazy. But I feel you, though. Like, yo, I'll tell you. So I was at the club. Well, not the club. It was a bar that like turned into an after party. Well, the club, whatever, okay, man.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I'd walked in. I'd seen like these two women that like I recognized from like another party. We're partying together. So I'm like chilling with them. We're vibing, like, you know what I'm saying? A couple, those like, you know when you're doing leg work, but you're only doing the hand work, where you're just like, yeah, they're doing that hammer thing. Yeah. Like a little, like, give them a little hammer. Exactly. So I just doing a little back and forth. Next thing, they're facing each other. I'm like at a T-junction or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like a little like three-man intersection, but they're facing each other. And then some dude is literally backing me. So if it became a four-way, he'll be the four-way, but he's like going in my direction as well. He then backs up into like between both of them because he's doing his thing as well. And then one of the babes is like, yo, excuse me.
Yeah.
And the guy is doing his thing because he's like, ultimately, I'm at the club, I'm dancing. But she's like, excuse me. So I get her like, dog, like me and my girl are dancing. Why are you in between us? But like, it escalates very quickly where it's like, me personally, I'd have just been like, guy, like, I'm dancing with my babe now. Like, you know, move. Or if I was the guy, I'd be like, oh, my bad, look, man, I'm dancing with my guy too. But like, I'll adjust and we can accommodate. Like, either way, I'd have conceded. And this thing just like escalated so quickly. Yeah, guess what happened, man?
What happened?
Yeah, I just walked away.
Oh. I respect that.
I just walked it. Guys, I'm just like, I'm here to chill. I'm high as fuck.
I've been drinking.
I'm chilling. I don't even want to understand what's happening right now because me personally, I could never find myself in the situation. And I just walked it.
It's not worth my time. Was he Nigerian?
I have no clue, man. But I love those babes, man. It's just that, like, I was too high that night. But on another night when I was sober, I swear I'd have fought for your honor on God. but just not that night.
If you're listening, he got you hypothetically, but like,
I got you, man. For real, man. I'd have Will Smith the whole
piece. Just not in that moment.
I'd have Will Smith the bands, man. On God. On G.
Coach would have walked to the entrance of the bar.
I walk back just to give you just to sound you in the face. I mean, not you, sorry, the guy in the face.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I don't think I've ever. I fought for women's honor before.
Shit. That guy talked to me. Wait, have I ever fought for a woman's honor?
The one I did was crazy. I went to a club.
My babies
are like
crazy, so I never had to.
I went to pick up one of my friends, and her best friend from America was there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess they're both American.
Damn, man. You have to turn up for some Yankee babes. If not, they won't feel you, man. Guy, you have to give them that.
Guy, you get
guy, you have to give them that American gangster, man. Guy, Denzel, 90s.
Not Frank Lucas. It wasn't even for them. That's the crazy part. Like, we get to the club, I parked. We're walking inside, and on our way there, there's just a guy, and he's kind of cornered the babe.
Mm.
And he's just like, just give me your number now. Uh-huh. And I'm like, is this because of number? And then I realized that, like, he's holding two phones. I'm like, this guy has two phones. That's why I want
I'm dead.
Number.
One for the plug. This guy, you get? Yeah. Guy, two phones. One for the plug and one for the motherfucking, like, civilians, man.
Do you feel me? And I'm like, okay. That I'm walking past, she's like, give me my phone. And I'm just like, oh shit,
he's a thief.
The guy's holding,
yeah, like she's a
he's holding her phone, like, yeah. I'm not giving back your phone until you give me your number.
Interesting.
So obviously I'm just like,
you're just like, yo, this is not, you're just like, yo, this is motherfucking 20th century. This is not some trade by barter shit. What's this guy doing right now? Like, this is not how exchanges happen in this era.
It you get, and the thing is, like, I guess because clubs are so loud inside, or outside, people are talking their shit, but like everything is just so audible.
Yeah.
So the girls here as well. So I'm just like, all right, I'm doing this. So I woke up and I'm just like, I hold the guy because he's like, I won't lie, like, I'm a big guy. He's a small guy. Mm. He's not too small, but he's like maybe like 5'9 or 5'10 or something.
Not too crazy.
I shall hold the guy's hand, damn, take her phone, I give it to her. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And the guy's looking at me like, who are you? Blah, blah. I'm like, I'm her uncle.
I'm dead.
And obviously, this baby, she probably looks older than me at this point. Because this was like maybe three or four years ago.
Mm.
So I just pick up her phone, blah, blah. And the guy's like, what are you doing? Blah, blah. You mad? I'll fuck you. And I just, like, the guy comes close. And I'm like, what's this guy doing?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know what? I'll just give him a small taste. So I just fucking push him, like a tiny shove.
Yeah.
And this guy falls on the floor. And for like half a second, I think he's dead. And I'm
like,
this is how my life ends. So this is it. So, okay, I knew I wouldn't have seen it coming. So yeah, this is on track for me. But like the guy gets up, dusts himself up, is like, fuck you, fuck the, and he walks
away. Guy said, fuck the queen, fuck Guy Richie, fuck that boat you came on, like everything. Like,
yeah, fuck your yuck mouth teeth, blah, blah, yeah. So like he's just like, fuck you, fuck that, and then he walks off. I think he disappears, yeah. And she's obviously like, she's not even like, thank you, which I respect, because she's just like, you know what, guys owe us shit like this.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're paying your dues. Like this, you owe us this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the girls I'm with are all like, they're all like, are you okay to her?
Yeah.
Is everything good? Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. Thank you. Blah, blah. And then we all, like, with her included, we all walk into the club together and then that's the end of it. So
that was
like my situation like that. And I haven't seen the guy since then. And I feel like, if he saw me, he would kill me.
Mm.
He'd probably just get out a knife and just go for my neck.
Yeah,
just,
for like, the jugular.
Die.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you do it, man. Because, like, yeah, you can't try and pick a fight with me. It won't end well for you. I will
lie. Yeah, you sound like Fresh Air right now. Guy, do you ever see that Fresh Air? Like, you're fresh is too goated, man. You see the time where, like, I think he was just, like, straight off, like, not straight off, but, like, maybe not too long after he was on the pod. Like, he put out a fucking IG story where he's talking about, oh, nigga tried to run up on me and take my phone, especially in Ikoyi. Yeah. How can you do this in Ikoyi? Like, you're lucky I didn't get the street niggas involved, because the street niggas got involved, it would have been over for you. Like, don't ever run up on me. Like, I'm just like, don't kill me right now, King of Body Long, talking that gangster talk, my nigga.
I guess the diff with me is, like, I am the street nigga.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, I, like, I take,
but
you're
not
a
street nigga. Like, you're just a big nigga.
I'm a big nigga. I can fight.
Yeah.
And even when I'm drunk, I'm hyper aware.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not, like, out there moving crazy. Yeah. You know, so it's not going to happen. But, yeah, shout out to Rema for giving
shout
us this
moment. Shout out to Remy boy. I'm trying to peep your street nigga credentials right now. Yo, have you ever been on a BRT?
Nah.
Have you ever been in a yellow bus?
Nah.
Have you ever been in a keke?
Yes.
Have you ever been in an Okada?
Once.
Have you ever shagged Peralta in traffic?
Yes.
Have you ever shagged Peralta when there was an option to drink bottled water?
No.
Have you ever worn Dunlop slippers?
No.
Do you know what Dunlop slippers are?
Yes.
Have you ever referred to Dunlop slippers as soccer boots?
No. No.
Do you know what it means to shit coke?
Open a bottle of coke?
No. Yes.
No.
But like, shit coke.
No.
So basically, so do you know what monkey post is?
Yes.
Okay. So you play monkey post with your Dunlop slippers football boots. But because you're playing on kota, which is like kota, like the road.
Yeah. Hard ground. Yeah,
you she cook if you kick the ground. So you open up your big toe. You know that injury where like niggas used to kick the ground. Yeah. She cook.
Because it's like a gash and it just bleeds out.
Yeah, and it's just full of, like, Coke is low-key red. It's not black. It's like blood. Like.
Yeah. Oh, God.
If you're going to like verify someone's credentials, what questions did you ask them? I'm trying to verify
my
own.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like I hate that, like that was so rapid fire for you. Like you just had these questions.
I'm dead.
Have you ever?
Like it was just like I just figured out like one strain of thought, like just playing like football on the side of the road, and I was just able to like go with that, like. Yeah.
Nah, I've done some stuff. You know, I've done some stuff.
Obviously, you chop Buka food now.
Yeah, guy.
You price the Buka food.
I ate bush meat today.
Not bush meat. Don't kill me, man.
Amen.
Dead, man. Where did you buy the bush meat? Eddie Chas.
I won't lie, man. I've seen bush meat that was like, I couldn't eat it. I was just like, guy, this thing looks alive. Are you mad?
Don't fuck
it. Was the hand that the claw was still there.
Not the hand.
It was just, guy, I could have dapped up the bush meat.
I'm dead. Not the fucking dap up, man. Have you ever had chow chicken hand?
I was just like, have I ever what?
Chow chicken hand. Like chicken feet, 100%. Rather.
Yeah.
Have you ever chow cow tongue?
Yeah, of course.
What else?
It's called French kissing where I'm from.
This nigga said goats only, man. I'm just, everybody from Badon is goated, man. So we're just out here just like, you know, tonguing it up, man.
You know the vibes.
I feel you, man. Stallion vibes, man. Just bestiality and that. Oh, that's so funny. But I won't give the context why that's so funny, but that's so fucking funny.
That's nasty, man. Delete that.
Bro, this is why I'm gonna get slapped personally. But I know you won't slap me. Don't slap me, please. I beg you. Don't fucking slap me.
I would never slap you. I love you. I'm sorry.
Well, that was funny as fuck.
I love you. Yeah. Even at your worst, like, your intentions are good. So, fuck off. Get the fuck out of my face.
I'm dead. See, at your worst, you're beautiful. That's the best compliment I've ever heard before, man. Yeah, Yoruba. What's it about Yoruba, man, and just being able to wash niggas, man? I'm talking about, like, at my worst, I'm beautiful. Talk to me, man. What else? What else you got for me, baby?
I mean, that ass is kind of fine. You walk around with that shit. Fucking...
Dog, I fucking hate your guts.
You walking around with all that jelly?
Yeah,
it must be smelly.
Double cheeked up. What was that about? Double cheeked up
on a Thursday afternoon, my guy. What's good? I'm trying to get that. Wait, talk to me. Talk to me real quick.
Nah, I'm not playing with you again. It's over. Game over. I'm not playing. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, fuck, man. I'm dead, bro.
Good
fucking fish. Yo, how'd you feel about that Burna Sungba? Have you heard the remix, eh?
No, dude, I fucking love that shit. I saw your tweet about it. I wasn't sure if you liked it or not.
Yeah. my review was literally three tweets. First tweet was... No, it was two tweets, actually. It was like, yo, Burna could have kept this verse, but I'm so glad he didn't fucking keep this verse. And then I quoted it saying, I'm so glad Burna fucking didn't keep his verse. Because ultimately, it's not like Burna's best outing, but like, it works. It does the job, like... I don't see.
That's the thing. Like, I don't even think it just does the job. I think it's a really good outing because it's like, you know, like obviously, like there's different kinds of.
Can I say something? Can I say something with regards why I didn't think it was a good outing?
Yeah, sure.
Because you had put it in my head that Burna would speak Yoruba the entire time. Honestly.
Fair enough.
And I was looking forward to that. Like, I'm just like, actually, that will fucking slap if Burna just went straight Yoruba bars. But yeah.
Tell me, see what you
no boy,
tell
no,
me
no.
What you see when you look at me. Sungbala Jakuma Dubai. Bro, yeah, come on now. Don't
my problem is I too sabi. No. I fuck with that.
My problem is I too sabi.
I fuck with the verse. Trust me.
Pop Molly for the pool party.
Bro, for the pool party. Like, no.
And that's the thing. Burna is doing what? The fresh out thing. Where it's like the syllable.
Yeah,
and
the
everything.
Syllable
so
thing.
Like, mwah,
mwah. Fresh about to be like. Fresh about to be like. Burna stealing all his bars. Bar for bar.
that nigga took my whole shit.
That nigga
but
took
like the thing
shit.
Is, I've said it for years.
Yeah,
like actual years now that like Burna can go toe-to-toe with the top rappers in Niger and the UK. He's just that fucking good.
It's the same way we feel about Damian Marley as well. It's just niggas that can find pockets. Like, a pocket is a pocket is a pocket, man. Like, flow is flow is flow. And ultimately, like, these guys have enough life experiences and knowledge that they can actually talk about something worth listening to. And that's just ultimately what rap is, man. Bruh.
That man is, he's a pocket finder. And also, like,
not a pocket finder. Now you guys Oliver Twist. Don't kill me right now.
Bro, he's just a, he's a pickpocket too. And we're also talking about a guy that's like, it's just, it's a verse full of quotables.
Yeah.
Guys are just going to be making memes where it's like, job interview, tell me your cons.
Yeah.
You know, tell me your weaknesses, and then
My problem is I'm too savvy.
You get. So it's just too savvy. Easy work. Easy work. And that's the Burna I like. This is the Burna.
But it's also so crazy. It just means like, yo, Burna has said like expectations that are like so out of this world that like that verse that I fuck with so much, I has bare quotables, just felt like, damn. Also, in as much as you fucked it up for me, snippets are like kind of, I don't particularly like snippets. Also, maybe I haven't seen the video as well. So I haven't seen how cool Burna looked in the video. I haven't seen the video of the remix.
That would probably fucking like, cool in the video.
Yeah,
like,
because a huge part of the, like the like anticipating the actual remix was like that snippet of the video where I saw Asake look cool as fuck. And then we saw Burna do that more fucking legwork that was just out of this world.
Yeah, I mean, a big part of the video that I really fuck with is, like, I was just watching it, and I was like, damn, like, Burna gives, like, mad, he gives, like, selfish vibes as a guy, like, Burna, babe, give me half that gala, and I was like, guy, fuck off, but, like, he's so giving, as an artist, he's so giving, especially in music videos, he's just there, like, ah, guy, we did this thing together, let's make it pop. He gives his 100%.
No, but it's ultimately because he's a performer. I was literally thinking about this today.
No. Look, he's a performer, but like, if you watch the Asake video, which I imagine you will, he just looks like he wants Asake to do his best.
Interesting.
Like, he's there for Asake. He's not there for himself. You get what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Yeah, man. And it's good. Like, I guess also because Burna's features are usually with people that are far bigger than him.
No, we don't say far. Hey.
No. I'm talking about like the big font with like I'm talking about like stuff like with like
big font energy out here. You don't get no bigger than uppercase, baby. Uppercase bold.
I'm talking about like you know like the features with like the guy from Coldplay.
You don't even remember the guy from Coldplay's name. What was his name?
Chris Martin.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking like,
I'm married to Gwyneth fucking Paltrow or ex married to. But like I'm talking about like that and like just some of the bigger stuff he's done, like Fall Out Boy and all of that. Like he's usually with these big guys and he holds his own very well. Mm-hmm. So every now and then you see him with like a smaller artist and he's just so giving as a performer, as an artist, and he's like, guy, let's move now. We're doing this thing together. That's what the video was like. And
I want to see that. I want to see that point of view because I've never heard anyone describe Burna as giving, even though like he's my goat, and like it's not something I particularly associated with him. So,
How about this? How about you watch it right now? We can react together.
Interesting. Should I share my screen?
100%. That's it.
All right, let's do it, man. Your entire screen. Shout out to technology in this motherfucker, man.
Shout out to big tech.
Yo, you didn't hear me say it.
Not sure them camp.
I'm crying, man. Shout out to big tech. That's the first thing on my YouTube. Yo, shout out to the Ogari. Shout out to like Big Tech for real, man. I was about to say Ogari-them. You're about boy mode, about to jump out. But now algorithm now Ogakpatakpata if I keep in the stack, man. Like, bro, shout out to the Ogari-them, man, for real.
It don't get much bigger than
that. Don't get much bigger than that, man. You know what? Literally, the algorithm in my head. And obviously, this is just me being a wild nigga. Not that wild, but guess what just popped in my head now with regards to the algorithm. And I keep saying algorithm and and big tech, whatever. It's the fucking Tower of Babel and like God deciding, okay, he has had enough. That's how I feel about like big tech and like the algorithm.
Top five pettiest niggas in the back. Yeah, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
later.
God is
we'll
going to just one day be like, oh, you niggas think you can know what somebody wants to listen to on Spotify and be, you just watch.
Nah, boom, Yoruba.
That nigga going to be like, no more fucking,
Hebrew.
No more fucking HTML. Boom. No more CSS. Niggas gonna have to learn new coding languages. God gonna scatter this whole P, man.
But guy, can you just imagine if, like, in the middle of a construction job that you paid for, nobody
understands anybody anymore. Wild. Guy, imagine that. Just imagine that in tech as guy, well, man. You put together a whole fucking product team of fucking coders, Scrum Master, etc. And suddenly, like, nobody understands, like, what they're saying anymore.
Guy, imagine like, a Yoruba guy just going back to his wife, and she's like, ah, call me... You know, a castle, and the guy is just like, ah, bonjour, madame.
The guy say bonjour, komasi, or whatever that fucking thing. Bonjour, le masi, or whatever that shit is, man.
Guy, I'm man, dying. She's just like, man, fuck the tower of Babel.
And let's get into some Sungba, man.
Alright, go to the middle, man. I ain't trying to see all this.
Oh, you're trying to see Burna, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing about me, yeah.
You gonna pause the video while guys are jamming to it?
No, I 100% pause the video while guys are jamming, but I think I have an eye for, like, you know how people have an eye for, like, talent, an eye for, like, I don't know, like A&Rs, they have it, like, an ear for music and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I have an eye for, like, what is considered, like, hard.
Yeah.
And Asake catching that motherfucking bundle on beat in that fucking sequence in that video,
mm-hmm,
is one of the hardest things I've seen in my life.
Hard. Let's hard go, baby. As hard. Fuck.
Also, the way he's spraying the money there, fuck. Have you ever seen a nigga spray money like that in your life?
Yeah. I mean, I live in Lagos also, but no,
you haven't seen it. You haven't seen a nigga. You haven't seen a nigga in a burgundy suit when Pablo Escobar type beach shirt with, like, blonde cornrows with glasses on, spraying fake dollars in that exact manner. You haven't seen that in your life. That's a one of one.
Okay, that's oddly specific. But exactly. Yeah, I like when he throws the bundle on the camera.
Yeah.
Oh. Tell me what you see when you look at me. My problem is that too sabi. Pop Marty for the poop party. I got out your dad. Keep going. He's the goat. He's the fucking goat. He's the fucking goat. Sorry. VVS is on my next zero fuga. You did
puka, see, give me sugar. Cause you know you. Yeah, I said all those diamonds are real. Don't even get it twisted, my nigga. No fuga.
No fuga.
I have to start saying fuga now. No fuga nibo. Cause if fuga ni by, man, don't even watch that, my nigga. Fuga for where? Fuga, my nigga. You know what I actually really enjoy about that verse? That particular conga verse. That particular conga bar. Guy, nostalgia is a fucking son of a bitch, man. I'm stuck in a nostalgia loop right now. Like everything, I'm just like, I'm bursting out into song these days, and I'm just like bursting out 90s tracks or even maybe 80s tracks potentially.
100%.
Like saying references from like TV shows or cartoons I'd watched back in the day, and it's just like.
Mine is like, I'm really big into like just randomly bursting out, I Can't Wait by New Shoes. Mm. My love, tell me what it's all about. Mm. Yeah, son, cause I can't wait.
I'll pretend like I know the song. I probably know the song, though.
Guys, it's such a good song. It's such a good song.
True. Yeah, man. But yeah, shout out to Konga, man. T1 Butter, man. Get niggas out of here, man. Get niggas out of my fucking face, man. You know what I'm saying? But yo, Burna is cool as fuck, man. Jesus Louise, my nigga.
Jeez Louise.
But it makes sense though, because Burna talks about all the time, he talks about like how like one of the most important things about being cool, like as somebody who does music or someone who's like out there on camera or whatever, is rapper hands. And rapper hands like is doesn't just play out when you're rapping. Rapper mm-hmm. hands is just like your mannerisms, like, you know, just like rapper hands. And Burna talks about like performing Naughty by Nature, like from back in the day, like, you know, just like being a, like just straight up performing and like miming I imagine like that's where he, you know, just became this like, performer.
Yeah.
And
especially like if you're like if you start if your baseline is like sort of 90s hip hop, it's great to turn you into a good performer because those guys were like very expressive and big on performing. Because hip hop wasn't a known art form then, so they had to make it pop.
Yeah.
And that was before also, it was also like sort of in the middle, early gangster shit.
Yeah, as well as like street, like street dancing, like b-boying and all that. Like all the all those mannerisms were like big and...
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. But yeah.
Like niggas is TikToking, man.
Niggas is TikToking. Hip-hop
niggas got that TikTok hands. Niggas, you either have hip-hop hands or TikTok hands, man. Or Will Smith hands.
Yo. Chris Rock hands, lip lock, hip hop hands, crisscross hands, Chris Rock hands.